What's up, everybody? Today on a little sports talk, I'm gonna talk about Tyson Chicken, and the Dyson fan or vacuum. I'm gonna talk about NFL. Not for long. I'm going to talk about literally not for long because it's a short, segment, whatever. UFC. Some news in MLB, I think. I got my notes here. There's no blood in my stool. It doesn't flow. I do eat. This is the wrong notes. These are for my doctor. Hold on. Oh, yeah, MLB stuff, which is nothing really. It's just Red Sox stuff. A little note that I read somewhere, when I read things online, all I do is read the headline and I skip past through it. I don't even bother clicking on it. I don't click on anything because you ain't going to get me clickbait. I'll just read the headline and I'll believe it. And if it's false, that's your bad for writing it. Do better, journalist. Do better because I ain't got time to read shit. All that and more right after this. All right, let's get started. Let me talk about the Tyson fight real quick before I get into NFL. I did not watch it. I watched highlights. They said it was cool for a bunch of 50-year-olds fighting. Snoop Dogg said it's like my uncle's fighting at the barbecue shot. Barbecue, that's funny. Snoop Dogg was funny. I guess that was the big deal was Snoop Dogg. And his commentary, and they're like, he should go, and ESPN should sign him, or NBA, blah, blah. Fuck all that. He should do what Rogan does with the whole fight companion. Just do that. Have your own podcast, Snoop, or your show that you do on YouTube, where you watch live shows, stream it live. I'm sure you could do that. A lot of podcasters do it. Rogan does it. There's ways of doing things live where you're watching the show. You're watching it and just tell people, hey, man, I'm going to watch it at this time, whatever. Listen to it. Watch me watch the game and watch me talk some shit. He could get high. He could do whatever the fuck he wants. He's not going to have people come up to him and be like, you can't do that. You know, the NBA is not going to be like, hey, you can't get high and talk about gin and juice. You can't talk about fat asses. You can't talk about fat pussies. Can't talk about shit. Because they're going to try to censor him. Best Snoop is not censored. So I say, do your NBA companion style viewing podcast or live stream it. That's the way to do it, Snoop. So if anybody knows Snoop that hears this, send it out his way. Didn't watch that fight. I did see a lot of the replays of Jake Paul. Paul, I don't know, the Paul guy. Knocking out Nate Robinson. That shit was nuts. And Teddy Atlas said, does it matter if you're an athlete? If you don't know how to fight, you going to get your ass knocked out. And I guess that Paul dude has been in some fights before. He's trained boxing. He knows what's up. He called out like some other fight. He called out McGregor in a boxing fight. He called out Dylan Danis in a boxing match. I don't think he should be calling out MMA fighters. He should be calling out real fighters, boxers, I mean, not real fighters, because they are MMA fighters, are real fighters. He should be calling out boxers. Get in the boxing ring, get in there with somebody who's been doing it their whole lives, not just started sparring 2 months ago or some shit. Get in there with somebody who actually has experience, homie, and then talk your shit. But yeah. I saw that. That's it. That's all I saw about that. That's all I gotta say about that. Maradona died. I have that in my notes. I'm not a big soccer guy. I was watching some soccer not too long ago. I was watching some MLS playoffs. But I've never been a big soccer guy. I like Maradona. I like his. I like the way he was as a person. Like, he was a no bullshit kind of dude. He got fucked up. He did what he wanted. I remember that one World Cup when, not when he was playing. He was there as a spectator, but Argentina scored a goal or some shit. And he just started flipping off the world. He was like, fuck you. He was so excited. That's the shit that I love. I even posted a picture of him doing that. He's a character, and I bet that's what people are gonna miss about him most is the fact that he was a no-nonsense type of dude. But yeah, that was tight. I mean, shout out to R.I.P. Maradona is what I'm trying to say. Maradona. Diego, right? That's Diego, right? I think so. Before I get into more NFL and all this stuff, I'm kind of rushing through this. I'm trying not to, so I'm going to talk slow. The MLB, something about the MLB that I saw, that they are making a league, not like a minor league, but even a league lower than minor leagues, where it's a bunch of prospects and they're going to have a little team and a little like 68 season league season. And I don't know, I guess it's just a way to make more money off of people, who knows. Or they're saying, but it's instead of, like, you know how college they still use metal aluminum bats, they're using wooden bats. So it's like a step above college, but not quite the majors, not quite the minors. So it's another, so it's kind of like to keep these guys warm, keep these guys going, and I guess to create more false hopes. But I don't know, MLB is interesting. They're just trying, I guess. There's so many people that want to play. So many amazing players out there that don't have a shot. So I guess this is one way they could see more players and give them opportunity to get up there and be the A's or be the Rays that, you know, don't have money, but they got a lot of talent. And the Red Sox suck, but they got a chance to get Bauer. I guess, I don't know, I saw something. There's something called a competitive balance tax. Basically, they suck so bad that they were able to free up or get money to get themselves some players, which is nuts. But I guess that's something that MLB does. And they have, because of that, now they have an abundance of money that they just throw to somebody, which I'm assuming they're going to throw to Trevor Bauer. And if that happens, we going to Sizzler, as Brendan Schaub would say. Because, yeah, that's going to be good with him at the top, and then Eddie Rodriguez, and then we still got Chris Sale. I mean, that's pretty good 1-2-3 lineup right there for the 21 season. For 2021. Damn, 2021. Damn, I remember year 2000. Now it's 2021. Somebody who's born in the year 2000 could drink next year in a couple weeks. 4 weeks from now, to be exact. 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe five. But yeah, that's crazy. Anyways, the Red Sox suck. And in other news, I'm going to talk about the NFL now. But first, a quick break. I'm on break. Bye. I'll see you in a bit. Here we go. Let's talk about football. I'm talking football. The Texans beat the Lions. That was Thursday. Oh, shit. Did I already talk about this? Oh, those were Thanksgiving days. Something tells me this had a little deja vu. If I was in the Matrix, that means the agents are near me. Ooh, shit. Texans beat the Lions. Cowboys lose to the Washington football teams. Bills beat the Chargers yesterday. Titans beat the Colts. They whooped on the Colts. The Vikings beat the Panthers. The Poo-Poos beat the Jaguars. The football Giants, who are now in first place, beat the Bengals.
that whole division sucks so bad that the Giants are in first place. Patriots beat the Cardinals. Dolphins beat the Jets. The Falcons whooped on. And that was a team that I thought should have won. But, man, they got their asses kicked. They only kicked 2 field goals. So, the Raiders lose. Saints beat the Broncos. The Niners beat the Rams. And the Chiefs, of course, beat... Sorry, a little yawning action. The Chiefs obviously beat the Bucks, and the Packers whooped on the Bears. Right now, Seahawks are playing the Eagles. I have not seen the score yet. I usually check it before I start recording, but I forgot. So, boo. Who? The Steelers got fucked over. They're supposed to play Thursday. Did not happen because the Ravens got the Rona. And now, like, I saw Juju Smith-Schuster. He tweeted, like, that's fucked up, bro. Just because another team can't handle their whole Rona situation, you're going to take away. First, they took away their bye. Now they're taking away a primetime game on Thanksgiving where everybody, after our tummies are full, we want to watch some football. And couldn't watch my Steelers. I was all fitted out. Well, I was going to get all fitted out. Once I found out that they weren't playing, I was like, well, for what? Para, right? Para. And I didn't. But, yeah, they got screwed over, man. And now they're supposed to play Sunday. Nope, moved to Monday. Nope, moved again to Tuesday. Moved to Tuesday. They're going to be on NBC. So that's good. At least I guess they get their game to be seen. And then their Sunday game against, I don't know who, I think the Washington football teams, is now moved to Monday. So they're going to also play Monday night. Yeah, man, that sucks. I was excited to watch Steelers maybe go, you know, get undefeated against the Ravens. It is what it is. They're getting extra rest, but they're going to be extra tired when they play on Monday against the football teams. Because they're only going to get like 5 days maybe. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. No, 3 days. They're only going to get like 3 days rest. The fuck, bro. They're going to play Tuesday. Oh, I'm thinking Thursday. They're going to play Tuesday, so they got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. No, they got 5 days rest. That should be good enough. If you're a pitcher in the major league, you get 5 days rest. I mean, I only needed 1 day rest because I'm a beast at pitching. All right. Let's go on to week 13. That's just kind of scary. There's no Thursday night games, I guess. Saints play the Falcons. I'm going to go Saints. Jaguars play the Vikings. I'm going to go Vikings. The Browns play the Titans. We'll see who's good here, guys. But I think the Titans are going to win. The Bears play the Lions. I'm going to go Lions. Just because the Bears have absolutely no kind of offense. So let's go Lions. Bengals play Dolphins. I'm going to go Dolphins. Even though I think that dude Tua got hurt. He got hurt, man. Tua got hurt, man. I think he got hurt. So I think they're going to put in Fitzmagic. That dude got a beard. He kind of looks like Conor McGregor. Look him up. Steelers play the Washington football team. But again, it's not going to be till Monday. Colts play the Texans. I'm going to go with the Colts. Raiders play the Jets. I'm going to go with... I did that too hard. Giants play the Seahawks. Seahawks. Rams play the Cardinals. This is kind of important. The Cardinals are kind of falling down. So I'm going to go Rams. Patriots, Chargers. You know what? I'm going to go Chargers. Because I'm not a fan of the Patriots. The Patriots could eat all of my butt. Broncos, Chiefs, obviously Chiefs. Cowboys. Oh, this is on Monday. Monday night game. There's two Monday night games? Wow, Cowboys, Ravens. So what the fuck? When are they going to move the... This is confusing. I think the Ravens got moved too. I'll find that out later. But, fuck, this is confusing. Cowboys play the Ravens. I'm going to go Ravens on that. You know what? Let's go Cowboys. Niners play the Bills. The Bills are a good team. All right, let me find out what the fuck is happening, y'all. Hey, y'all. What the fuck is happening, y'all? What the fuck is happening, y'all? What the fuck is going on, y'all? Okay. Someone doesn't know how to spell. Steelers, bruh. Wednesday. Alright, yeah. Steelers play on Wednesday with the Ravens. I got that. They play on Monday versus the Washington football teams. Yeah, I got that. Now let's go to the Ravens. Nevermore. They play on Wednesday. Yeah, I got that. What the fuck is going on? Okay. Okay. Yeah, they play on Tuesday. So their game got moved. The Ravens-Cowboys game got moved to Tuesday at 5. So I guess that's cool, yeah. I guess that's cool. I guess, whatever. So the Steelers play on Monday. Ravens play on Tuesday. That's what's up, y'all. That's what's up. Those have been my picks. Those have been my picks. Let me check my bullshit over here. I'm talking basketball. Oh, let's talk about this Niners game, yo. Let's talk about the 49ers. They can't play in their own stadium because California sucks. California's like, you guys can't touch each other. Don't touch each other. Hey. Can't touch each other. So they can't play team organized sports in California, or at least in the county that they're playing, which is Santa Clara County, not San Francisco County, because they don't play in San Francisco. They play about 2 hours away in Santa Clara. Not really 2 hours away, but with traffic, might as well be 2 hours away in Santa Clara. And they're like, nah, you can't play organized sports. So now they got to play somewhere else. And I think it's two games because they put a whole ban on no touching each other for a couple weeks, which is like, bro, it's America. If I want to touch another human man, I'm going to touch another human man. Okay? Motherfuckers. I don't give a shit. Give me Corona. Give me the Rona. I'm trying to get paid, son. That's what I would say if I was one of the Niners team. Shit. I'd be like, that's probably what they are saying. They're probably like, man, I don't want to play. They're going to play in Arizona. Arizona, dude. Why? They're not. So they got to leave California, obviously, and they're going to play in Arizona because Arizona's like, yeah, we ain't using our stadium at the time you guys are going to be here. They're playing away games. I wonder if people could go to those games. I wonder if Arizona's that, like, open. I know they're a Republican state, so they might be. Even though, did Trump win those? I don't remember. I don't want to. I'm not talking political anymore. Politics is out of my mouth. I'm not talking about that no more. But that's crazy, right? Like, dude, you can't play football in your own home? What kind of shit is that? You're too good for your home? Answer me. That's some Billy Madison shit. Happy Gilmore, sorry. Some Happy Gilmore shit right there. I saw Happy Gilmore earlier. I was showing my kids Happy Gilmore. And, yeah. Some parts they didn't get, but some parts they enjoyed. What parts was it? Oh, the I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast. Bro, they could not stop laughing at that. I eat pieces of shit like breakfast. You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
And my oldest was just laughing. Ah, he eats poo for breakfast. I'm like, that's funny, right? Kanye stole that line. But we know where that line comes from, Kanye. You can't trick us. The moment I heard it, I was like, that's Happy Gilmore. Hey, everybody, that's Happy Gilmore. And everybody's like, yeah, we get it, bro. Fucking relax. We get it. I'm like, all right, man. I'm just trying to point out that that's Happy Gilmore. He's stealing shit. I always thought when people rap, when there's rappers and they're fucking busting out their lyrics, like, it was against everything. You cannot steal lines from people. No matter what. I thought that's just what it was. Like, if you stole lines from somebody, use a bitch, and all credibility went out the window. And it's kind of like, so when I heard that, I was like, that he didn't come up with that. He got that from a movie. And people were like, that's all right, though. He's not getting it from another rapper. I was like, okay, I guess. But he still didn't come up with that. And he's saying that he's coming out like if he did come up with that. And it's like, nah, man, you didn't come up with that, bro. That was Happy Gilmore. And that's why I have this thing towards Drake. Because Drake's very, like, Drake will straight up take lines from old songs and put them in his shit. And it's like, dude, you can't do, like, well, I already heard this song. The song happened already. You can't do that. Now, that's plagiarism. Like, I learned the hard way. All right, here's a story about plagiarism. In seventh grade, maybe eighth. In eighth grade, my teacher gave me she had, like, a couple of things we had to do, and we had to do our own research, and we had a couple of papers. It was like either you write an essay, you write a paper, or you do an interview. Now, she's like, you can make up the interview, it doesn't matter, but it has to be an interview type process, like where you write out your questions and you write out the answers. So I went on ESPN Magazine, and in the back, there was interview questions, and they were very quick. There was like maybe, I don't know, 20 questions. I think that's what it was called, 20 questions. I don't remember. But there was 20 questions in the back with somebody. And at that issue that I had was with A-Rod. And I think this was when he was going to Texas. Or maybe still played in... I think he was still with the Mariners at this point. But for sure, he wasn't a rookie. He might have been. I don't know. But it was with A-Rod. And at the time, it was just Alex Rodriguez. And so I put A-R, me... A-R, him. And I thought that was funny, right? I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it like that. I'm going to interview Alex Rodriguez, Angel Rodriguez, you know, Alex Rodriguez. By the way, that's my name. And so I thought it was hilarious. But I copied it exactly. Exactly. Word for word. I don't remember the questions, but they were not like questions an eighth grader will ask A-Rod. Eighth grader would be like, how hard can you hit? Or, you know what I mean? The stupid shit like that. I was asking, like, real sports writer questions. And when I turned it in, she got it. And she came back at me, like, a day later, the next day, whatever. She goes, Angel, did you write this? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, it's really good. I was like, really? She goes, yeah, how did you come up with this? I was like, I don't know. I just... And then, like, my stupid little answers, what she was asking me, she goes, hold on. I'm going to talk to you after class about this. And I was like, all right, cool. I was like feeling, I was like, I'm the shit. Like, she liked my shit. I was like, hey, you see that? She fucking liked it. Without realizing, I'm going to get a talking to. It was a black lady. She was really cool. I forgot her name, but she was awesome. She was a cool teacher. And cool enough where she let me slide, because at the end, she was like, Angel, what you did was amazing. She was, but I need to know the truth. Did you write this? Or did you get it from somewhere? And I was like, look, I got it from ESPN Magazine. And she was like, okay, well, I will give you a C. She goes, she gave me an A the first time. She goes, here's an A. She was like, I'm taking it back. Here's a C. Okay? She goes, because she's just being really cool. She could have just been like, you fucking F, peace. But she taught me a lesson. And she said, you do this in high school, they will fail you. She goes, you do this, and it's against the law. It's called plagiarism. If you do this and try to make money off of it, you will get sued or possibly go to jail. She was like, it's really scaring me. I was like, what? And she goes, you copied something word for word. She goes, that's called plagiarism. You can't do that, ever. You can't plagiarize your work. That's immoral and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, I get it. And she was like, so I want you to do it again, obviously. She goes, but I won't grade it. I just want to see what you know, what kind of things that I could come up with. But I want you to interview Alex Rodriguez. Do the same interview, but you come up with your own questions to ask him. And come up with your own answers to ask him. The own answers that he would come up with. And I was like, okay, man, I'm trying to remember her name. It's funny how I don't remember a lot of teachers. I remember Miss Penn. I remember Mr. Race. I remember, by the way, all black. I remember Mr. I, also black, straight up black. He was African. Probably by far my favorite teacher ever was Mr. I. He was an African dude named Ariafin, Mr. Ariafin, but we called him Mr. I for obvious reasons. Because it's hard to say Ariafin. His first name was Osini, and he got pissed, super pissed. He goes, don't you ever fucking call me Osini. Like, he got really pissed. Because he was like, I guess, because he's from Nigeria. So in Nigeria, if you call your teacher by his first name, that's a huge sign of disrespect. And I guess they chop off your fingers or some shit. I don't know. But he was like, don't you ever do that. You call me by Mr. I or Mr. Ariaf. And I was like, you got it, dude. Sorry. But he's been my favorite teacher of all. Really smart dude. Really smart with science. Fuck. Really smart guy. But yeah, those are the only teachers I remember. In high school, I don't remember anybody. I remember one guy, but whatever. That doesn't matter. Because he touched me, and I didn't talk, about it. He made me feel like a girl. Yeah, man, that's it. That's my podcast. That's all the sports talk I could handle. I did a little side notes. I'm going to get some gum right here. Dude, I went to the dentist today. That shit sucked. So they were like, we can give you a little shot to numb your gums so you don't really feel it much as they dug in. But truth be told, I haven't gone to the dentist in a really long time. And I'm like, you're digging out these cavities. They're fucking killing me. And in my head, I was like, Angel, you're gonna fucking take it like a man. I didn't get any shots because I was like, I'm just gonna take it. I put myself in this chair. I put myself through this pain. I'm going to deal with the pain. And I know what it feels like. So now I'm going to remember this fucking pain because they did a lot of teeth. They did like maybe 5 teeth that had cavities on it. And they went fucking deep, filled them up and everything. But now that I know what it really feels like and the pain, because back then I haven't gone in years and I don't remember what it was like. But I remember now what it's like now. So it's like, do you want to go back there again? Floss, motherfucker. Take care of your shit so that next time I'm going to go 6 months from now. I don't want to have any cavities. But yeah, that shit was digging. Oh. But you got to man up, man. You got to know you. In life, you get what you deserve. That's just the way it is. If you're fucking off, you're going to get some bullshit. And you can't cry about it. I fucked off with my teeth. I got drilled. I felt that fucking pain. And I said, I'm going to sit in it. I'm going to deal with it. That's the way life is. If you sit in your shit that you make, right? You made your bed, you gotta sleep on it. And I make my bed. That's one thing I do. I wake up. The moment I wake up, my wife gets out of bed, I make it. So that it's like, boom, I got that out of the way. Continue with the life. Like, that's just one little thing that helps you get your day started. And I fucking do it. All right. It's been a long one. I said in the beginning it might be short, but I got kind of on a roll here talking some bullshit. Yeah, that's it. I'll maybe do one after the Steelers game on Tuesday. Maybe talk about what happened later on today with the Seahawks Monday Night Football. I am ready for the football! They got to bring that guy back fucking. What the fuck? Larry Clark? No.
Anyways, they got to bring that guy back because I'm ready for some football. He went off talking some shit about women, and then they took him out. And so they got chicks to do the song now. But they got to bring him back because I'm ready for some football. All right. See you guys later. Bye.